The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Lean Startup by Eric Ries is a book about how to create and manage successful startups. It focuses on the idea of lean startup methodology, which emphasizes rapid experimentation, customer feedback, and iterative product development. The book provides an overview of the lean startup process and explains why it is important for entrepreneurs to embrace this approach in order to succeed. Ries begins by discussing the concept of innovation accounting, the practice of measuring progress towards goals in terms that are meaningful to investors. He then outlines his 5-step framework for building a successful business. 1. Identify a problem worth solving. 2. Develop a minimum viable product, MVP. 3. Measure customer response. 4. Learn from customers. And 5. Pivot or persevere based on what you have learned. Throughout the book, he provides examples from real companies that have used these steps successfully. Ries also discusses how entrepreneurs can use data-driven decision-making when developing their products or services. He encourages them to focus on metrics such as user engagement, retention rates, conversion rates, etc., rather than relying solely on intuition or gut feeling when making decisions about their businesses. In addition to providing practical advice for entrepreneurs looking to start up their own businesses, Ries also offers guidance on how established companies can benefit from adopting lean principles into their existing operations. He argues that even large organizations should strive for continuous innovation if they want to remain competitive in today's rapidly changing market. Overall, the Lean Startup is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about creating successful startups using lean principles. It provides clear explanations of key concepts along with plenty of real-world examples so readers can gain insight into what works best when launching new ventures. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Validated learning, use experimentation to test assumptions and measure progress. Idea summary. Validated learning is a method of testing assumptions and measuring progress through experimentation. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 2. Build measure learn, iterate quickly and focus on customer feedback. Idea summary. The build measure learn cycle is a process of quickly iterating and focusing on customer feedback. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 3. Minimum viable product, create a basic version of a product to test the market. Idea summary, the minimum viable product is a basic version of a product that is used to test the market. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 4. Innovation accounting, track progress and measure success. Idea summary, innovation accounting is a method of tracking progress and measuring success. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 5. Pivot or persevere, make decisions based on data. Idea summary, pivot or persevere is a decision-making process based on data. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 6. Customer development, understand customer needs and build products to meet them. Idea summary, customer development is a process of understanding customer needs and building products to meet them. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 7. Innovation tournaments, use competition to identify the best ideas. Idea summary, innovation tournaments are competitions used to identify the best ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 8. The 5 whys, ask why 5 times to get to the root of a problem. Idea summary, the 5 whys is a process of asking why 5 times to get to the root of a problem. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 9. The 4 steps of entrepreneurship, define, discover, validate, and scale. Idea summary, the 4 steps of entrepreneurship is a process of defining, discovering, validating, and scaling. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 10. The 4 steps of innovation, ideate, prototype, test, and launch. Idea summary, the 4 steps of innovation is a process of ideating, prototyping, testing, and launching. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 11. The 4 steps of growth, acquisition, activation, retention, and referral. Idea summary, the 4 steps of growth is a process of acquiring, activating, retaining, and referring. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 12. The Lean Startup Methodology, use customer feedback to build a successful business. Idea summary, the Lean Startup Methodology is a process of using customer feedback to build a successful business. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 13. The Lean Canvas, use a one-page business plan to quickly test ideas. Idea summary, the Lean Canvas is a one-page business plan used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 14. The Business Model Canvas, use a one-page business model to quickly test ideas. Idea summary, the Business Model Canvas is a one-page business model used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 15. The Lean Stack, use a set of tools to quickly test ideas. Idea summary, the Lean Stack is a set of tools used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 16. The Lean Startup Machine, use a set of tools to quickly test ideas. Idea summary, the Lean Startup Machine is a set of tools used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 17. The Lean Startup Process, use a set of steps to quickly test ideas. Idea summary, the Lean Startup Process is a set of steps used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 18. The Lean Startup Cycle, use a set of steps to quickly test ideas. Idea summary, the Lean Startup Cycle is a set of steps used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 19. The Lean Startup Experiment, use a set of experiments to quickly test ideas. Idea summary, the Lean Startup Experiment is a set of experiments used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main idea number 20. The Lean Startup Framework, use a set of principles to quickly test ideas. Idea summary, the Lean Startup Framework is a set of principles used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Validated learning is a method of testing assumptions and measuring progress through experimentation. This approach allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. By using experiments to test hypotheses, entrepreneurs can gain valuable insights into customer behavior that would otherwise be difficult or impossible to obtain. Through this process, they can also measure the impact of changes in product features or marketing campaigns on customer engagement. The Lean Startup methodology encourages entrepreneurs to use validated learning as an iterative process for developing products and services. Instead of relying solely on intuition or guesswork when making decisions about product design or marketing strategy, entrepreneurs should use data-driven experiments to validate their ideas before investing significant resources in them. This helps reduce risk by ensuring that only those ideas with the highest potential are pursued further. By running small tests with minimal investment upfront, entrepreneurs can learn more about their customers' needs without having to commit large amounts of time and money upfront. Validated learning also enables them to make informed decisions based on real-world evidence rather than speculation alone. Main idea number 2. The build-measure-learn cycle is a process of quickly iterating and focusing on customer feedback. This allows entrepreneurs to build their product or service, measure the results, and learn from the data they have collected. By doing this in quick succession, entrepreneurs can identify what works and what doesn't work for their customers. They can then adjust their strategies accordingly. This approach encourages entrepreneurs to focus on customer feedback as it provides valuable insights into how well their products or services are performing. It also helps them understand which features are most important to customers so that they can prioritize those features when making changes or improvements. By using the build-measure-learn cycle, entrepreneurs can make sure that they are always improving upon their products or services based on real customer needs and preferences. This ensures that businesses remain competitive in an ever-changing market while providing value to customers. Main idea number 3. The minimum viable product, MVP, is a concept that has been popularized by Eric Ries in his book The Lean Startup. It involves creating a basic version of a product to test the market and identify what works and what doesn't. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly adjust their strategies based on customer feedback, without having to invest too much time or money into developing an entire product. The MVP approach helps entrepreneurs focus on the core features of their product, while also allowing them to experiment with different ideas and approaches. By testing out different versions of the same product, they can determine which features are most important for customers and which ones should be discarded or improved upon. This helps them create products that are tailored specifically for their target audience. In addition, using an MVP approach can help reduce costs associated with development since only the essential components need to be built first. This makes it easier for startups to launch new products without breaking the bank. Main idea number 4. Innovation accounting is a method of tracking progress and measuring success that allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. It involves setting up metrics that measure the progress of an innovation project or initiative, such as customer acquisition rate, revenue growth rate, cost per unit sold, etc. By monitoring these metrics over time, entrepreneurs can gain insight into how well their innovations are performing in the market. This helps them make informed decisions about which initiatives should be continued or discontinued. In addition to tracking progress and measuring success with innovation accounting, entrepreneurs can also use it to set goals for future projects. For example, they may decide on a target customer acquisition rate or revenue growth rate for a particular product launch. By setting measurable goals like this ahead of time, entrepreneurs can ensure that they are taking steps towards achieving their desired outcomes. Overall, innovation accounting provides entrepreneurs with valuable insights into how well their innovations are performing in the market so they can make better decisions about which initiatives should be pursued further. It also helps them set realistic goals for future projects so they have something tangible to work towards. Main idea number 5. Pivot or persevere is a decision-making process based on data. This allows entrepreneurs to make informed decisions about their strategies and quickly identify what works and what doesn't. By collecting data, entrepreneurs can analyze the results of their efforts and determine whether they should pivot, change direction, or persevere, continue in the same direction. The Lean Startup by Eric Ries provides an effective framework for using this approach. It encourages entrepreneurs to focus on customer feedback, experiment with different approaches, measure progress, and adjust accordingly. The goal is to create a sustainable business model that meets customer needs while also being profitable. By utilizing Pivot or Persevere, entrepreneurs are able to make better decisions faster than ever before. They can use data-driven insights to inform their strategy and ensure that they are making the right moves at the right time. This helps them stay ahead of competitors who may be relying solely on intuition when it comes to decision-making. Main idea number 6. Customer development is a process of understanding customer needs and building products to meet them. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. It involves researching the market, talking to potential customers, testing prototypes with users, gathering feedback from customers on existing products or services, and using that information to develop new solutions. The goal of customer development is not just about creating a product that meets customer needs, it's also about learning how those needs can be met in the most efficient way possible. By engaging with customers throughout the development process, entrepreneurs can gain valuable insights into user behavior which they can use to refine their product offerings over time. By taking an iterative approach to developing products based on customer feedback rather than relying solely on assumptions or guesswork, businesses are able to create more successful products faster. Additionally, by focusing on meeting customer needs first instead of trying to build something cool without any real purpose behind it helps ensure that resources are being used efficiently. Main idea number 7. Innovation tournaments are competitions designed to identify the best ideas. This approach allows entrepreneurs to quickly test their ideas and determine which ones work and which don't. By using a competition format, entrepreneurs can get feedback from potential customers or investors in order to refine their strategies. The goal of an innovation tournament is to find the most promising idea that has the greatest potential for success. The Lean Startup by Eric Ries outlines how innovation tournaments can be used as part of a lean startup methodology. He suggests that entrepreneurs should use these tournaments as a way to rapidly prototype new products or services, gather customer feedback, and make adjustments based on what they learn. This helps them save time and money while still ensuring that they have identified the best possible solution. Innovation tournaments also provide an opportunity for collaboration between different stakeholders such as customers, investors, partners, suppliers, etc., who may not otherwise interact with each other during product development cycles. By bringing together diverse perspectives in this way, it is possible to create more innovative solutions than would be achievable through traditional methods alone. Main idea number 8. The 5 Whys is a problem-solving technique developed by Toyota Motor Corporation to help identify the root cause of an issue. The idea behind it is that if you ask why 5 times, you will eventually get to the core of the problem. This process can be used in any situation where there is a need for improvement or change. The 5 Whys encourages entrepreneurs to think critically and analytically about their business strategies. By asking why 5 times, they are able to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, allowing them to adjust their strategies accordingly. It also helps them understand how different parts of their business interact with each other so they can make better decisions. This method has been popularized by Eric Ries in his book The Lean Startup. He argues that startups should use this technique as part of their overall strategy for success. By using the 5 Whys, entrepreneurs can quickly determine which areas need improvement and focus on those first before moving on to other areas. Overall, the 5 Whys is an effective tool for entrepreneurs looking to improve their businesses and find solutions quickly. It allows them to break down complex problems into smaller pieces so they can more easily identify potential solutions. Main idea number 9. The four steps of entrepreneurship is a process designed to help entrepreneurs quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. The four steps are define, discover, validate, and scale. The first step in the process is to define your idea or product. This involves researching the market for similar products or services that already exist, as well as identifying potential customers who may be interested in purchasing your product or service. It also includes creating a business plan that outlines how you will bring your idea to life. Once you have defined your idea, it's time to discover new opportunities by testing out different versions of the product with potential customers. This allows entrepreneurs to get feedback on their ideas before investing too much money into them. After discovering new opportunities, it's important to validate those ideas by collecting data from customer surveys and other sources, such as focus groups or interviews with industry experts. This helps entrepreneurs determine if there is enough demand for their product or service before they invest more resources into developing it further. Finally, once an entrepreneur has validated their idea, they can begin scaling up production and marketing efforts in order to reach more customers and increase sales revenue. Main idea number 10. The four steps of innovation is a process developed by Eric Ries in his book The Lean Startup. This process helps entrepreneurs quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. It consists of four steps: ideate, prototype, test, and launch. Ideation involves brainstorming ideas for products or services that could potentially solve customer problems. During this step, it's important to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions that can be tested further down the line. Prototyping is the next step in the innovation process. Here, entrepreneurs create a basic version of their product or service to test out its viability before investing too much time or money into it. Prototypes should be simple enough so they can be built quickly, but complex enough to provide useful feedback on how customers interact with them. Testing is where entrepreneurs get real-world feedback from potential customers about their product or service idea. This allows them to make adjustments based on customer needs before launching a full-scale version. Finally, launching involves releasing the final version of your product or service into the market for sale. At this point, you have already done all your research and testing, so you are confident that your offering will meet customer needs. P. Main idea number 11. The four steps of growth is a process developed by Eric Ries in his book The Lean Startup. This process helps entrepreneurs quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. It consists of four steps: acquisition, activation, retention, and referral. Acquisition involves attracting new customers to your product or service. This can be done through various marketing techniques such as SEO optimization, content marketing, social media campaigns, etc. Once you have acquired the customer, it is important to activate them so they become engaged with your product or service. Activation requires engaging the customer with your product or service in order for them to understand its value proposition and how it can benefit them. This could involve providing tutorials on how to use the product/service or offering discounts for first-time users. Retention focuses on keeping existing customers happy by providing excellent customer support and ensuring that they are getting maximum value from using your product/service. You should also look at ways to increase engagement with existing customers, such as loyalty programs or special offers. Finally, referral encourages current customers to refer others who may be interested in using your product/service. By incentivizing referrals, you can create a network effect which will help drive more growth for your business. P. Main idea number 12. The Lean Startup methodology is a process of using customer feedback to build a successful business. This approach focuses on creating and testing products quickly, gathering data from customers, and then making adjustments based on the results. By doing this, entrepreneurs can identify what works and what doesn't in their product or service offering without wasting time or resources. The Lean Startup methodology encourages entrepreneurs to focus on building something that people actually want rather than spending time developing features that may not be necessary. It also helps them understand how customers use their product so they can make improvements as needed. Additionally, it allows businesses to pivot quickly when needed by changing direction based on customer feedback. By utilizing the Lean Startup methodology, entrepreneurs are able to create successful businesses faster and with less risk than traditional methods. They are able to test ideas quickly and adjust strategies accordingly while still providing value for their customers. Main idea number 13. The Lean Canvas is a tool developed by Eric Ries in his book The Lean Startup. It is designed to help entrepreneurs quickly test ideas and identify what works and what doesn't. This one-page business plan allows entrepreneurs to rapidly iterate on their strategies, making adjustments as needed based on the results of their tests. The Lean Canvas consists of 9 boxes that each represent an important aspect of a business model: problem, solution, key metrics, unfair advantage, channels, customer segments, cost structure, revenue streams, and team and execution plan. Each box contains questions that need to be answered in order for the entrepreneur to gain clarity about their idea or product. By answering these questions honestly and thoroughly, they can determine if there is potential for success with this particular venture. Using the Lean Canvas helps entrepreneurs save time by focusing only on those aspects of their business model that are most likely to succeed. It also encourages them to think critically about how they will measure success and which channels they should use for customer acquisition. Ultimately, it provides a framework for testing ideas quickly so that entrepreneurs can make informed decisions about whether or not they should pursue them further. Main idea number 14. The Business Model Canvas is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs to quickly test ideas and adjust their strategies accordingly. It is a one-page business model that helps entrepreneurs identify what works and what doesn't, allowing them to make informed decisions about their businesses. The Canvas provides an overview of the key elements of any business, such as customer segments, value propositions, channels, revenue streams, resources, and activities. By filling out the canvas with information related to their idea or product offering, entrepreneurs can quickly assess whether it has potential or not. The Lean Startup by Eric Ries outlines how this approach can be used in practice. He suggests using the Business Model Canvas as part of an iterative process where ideas are tested through experimentation and data collection before being implemented on a larger scale. This allows entrepreneurs to rapidly develop new products without having to invest too much time or money into something that may not work out in the end. Using the Business Model Canvas is an effective way for entrepreneurs to validate their ideas before investing significant amounts of time and money into them. It also serves as a useful reference point when making strategic decisions about how best to move forward with developing a product or service. Main idea number 15. The Lean Stack is a set of tools designed to help entrepreneurs quickly test ideas and identify what works and what doesn't. It was developed by Eric Ries in his book The Lean Startup, which outlines the principles of lean methodology for startups. This approach focuses on rapid experimentation, customer feedback, and iterative product development. The Lean Stack consists of 4 main components: build, measure, learn loop, minimum viable product, MVP, customer development process, and business model canvas. The build, measure, learn loop helps entrepreneurs rapidly develop their products while gathering data from customers to inform future iterations. MVPs are used to quickly launch a product with minimal features so that it can be tested in the market as soon as possible. The customer development process involves engaging with potential customers early on in order to understand their needs before developing a product or service. Finally, the Business Model Canvas provides an overview of how all these elements fit together into one cohesive business model. By using the Lean Stack tools, entrepreneurs can save time and money by testing ideas quickly without having to invest heavily upfront in development costs or marketing campaigns that may not work out in the end. Additionally, they can gain valuable insights from customer feedback that will help them refine their strategies over time. Main idea number 16. The Lean Startup Machine is a set of tools designed to help entrepreneurs quickly test their ideas. It allows them to identify what works and what doesn't, so they can adjust their strategies accordingly. This helps entrepreneurs save time and money by avoiding costly mistakes that could have been avoided with proper testing. The lean startup machine consists of several different components, including customer development interviews, rapid prototyping, A/B testing, and analytics. By using these tools together in an iterative process, entrepreneurs can quickly validate or invalidate assumptions about their product or service before investing too much time or resources into it. By utilizing the lean startup machine's tools and processes, entrepreneurs are able to make informed decisions based on data rather than guesswork. This helps them create products that customers actually want while also reducing the risk associated with launching new ventures. Main idea number 17. The lean startup process is a set of steps used to quickly test ideas. This process helps entrepreneurs identify what works and what doesn't, allowing them to adjust their strategies accordingly. The process involves creating a minimum viable product, MVP, that can be tested with customers, gathering feedback from those customers, and then using the feedback to refine the MVP or create an entirely new version. The lean startup process also encourages entrepreneurs to focus on customer development rather than product development. This means that they should spend time talking directly with potential customers in order to understand their needs and wants before developing any products or services. By doing this, entrepreneurs are able to develop products that meet customer needs more effectively. Finally, the lean startup process emphasizes experimentation over planning. Rather than spending months writing detailed business plans and trying to predict future outcomes, entrepreneurs should instead focus on testing different hypotheses through experiments in order to determine which ones work best for their particular situation. Main idea number 18. The lean startup cycle is a set of steps used to quickly test ideas. This cycle helps entrepreneurs identify what works and what doesn't, allowing them to adjust their strategies accordingly. The cycle consists of four main steps: 1. Ideation, coming up with an idea; 2. Validation, testing the idea through customer feedback; 3. Implementation, turning the idea into reality; and 4. Measurement, tracking progress and results. By following this cycle, entrepreneurs can quickly determine whether or not their ideas are viable, saving time and resources in the long run. Ideation involves brainstorming potential solutions to problems that customers may have. During this step, it's important for entrepreneurs to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions that will stand out from competitors. Once they have identified a potential solution, they should move on to validation. Validation requires entrepreneurs to get feedback from customers about their proposed solution. This could be done through surveys or interviews with target audiences who would use the product or service being offered. Through these conversations, entrepreneurs can gain valuable insights into how well received their proposed solution is by its intended audience. Implementation is where entrepreneurs turn their ideas into reality by building prototypes or launching products/services in small batches so they can track user engagement over time. Finally, measurement allows them to track progress and results so they can make adjustments as needed based on customer feedback. By following the lean startup cycle, entrepreneurs can save time and resources while ensuring that any new products/services launched are successful ones. Main idea number 19. The lean startup experiment is a set of experiments used to quickly test ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to rapidly identify what works and what doesn't, and adjust their strategies accordingly. The idea behind the lean startup experiment is that it enables entrepreneurs to move faster by testing out ideas in small batches, rather than investing large amounts of time and money into an untested concept. By running these experiments, entrepreneurs can gain valuable insights about customer preferences, market trends, product features, pricing models, and more. The lean startup experiment involves setting up a series of tests or experiments that measure how customers respond to different versions of products or services. These tests are designed to provide feedback on which elements work best for customers so that businesses can make informed decisions about their strategy going forward. For example, if one version of a product performs better than another in terms of customer satisfaction or sales figures, then this information can be used to inform future development plans. By using the Lean Startup Experiment approach, businesses are able to reduce risk while still innovating quickly. It also helps them focus on creating value for customers instead of wasting resources on unproven concepts. Ultimately, this method provides entrepreneurs with the data they need in order to make informed decisions about their business strategy. Main idea number 20. The Lean Startup Framework is a set of principles designed to help entrepreneurs quickly test their ideas and determine what works and what doesn't. This framework was developed by Eric Ries in his book The Lean Startup, which outlines the steps necessary for entrepreneurs to take when launching a new business or product. The main idea behind this framework is that instead of spending months or years developing an idea before testing it out on the market, entrepreneurs should use rapid prototyping techniques to quickly develop and test their ideas. By doing so, they can identify potential problems early on and make adjustments as needed. The Lean Startup Framework encourages entrepreneurs to focus on customer feedback rather than relying solely on assumptions about how customers will respond to a product or service. It also emphasizes experimentation over long-term planning. Instead of trying to predict the future, entrepreneurs are encouraged to experiment with different strategies until they find one that works best for them. Additionally, it promotes continuous improvement through iteration. Once an entrepreneur has identified a successful strategy, they should continue refining it based on customer feedback. Overall, the Lean Startup Framework provides an effective way for entrepreneurs to rapidly test their ideas without having to invest too much time or money upfront. By using these principles as guidelines during development stages, businesses can save time and resources while still ensuring that their products meet customer needs. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.